And here we are.
Yeah.
The voice of Long Island. Back again on a Friday night, Saturday morning. Let the whole theme play through that time. What do you think of that?
Human waste at its best.
Yeah.
That's us.
It's good to hear, you know, the music now and then.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, here we are. It's what's the date today? It's March 5th now?
Yeah.
Saturday, March 5th, eh?
Good gosh. Yes, yeah. It is.
I always like the date of March 4th. You know why? Because
it's a command.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the reason. That must be the reason. And you just flew back in from New York City, is that correct?
No, I didn't fly in.
Well, in your car you did, sort of.
Well, yeah. I drove in from New York.
I was kind of in New York today. I was on the major roads going to New York, coming back from New York.
Oh, you were?
I thought maybe I'd see you going in, but I didn't.
Oh.
I was looking for you, too.
I would have waved.
Yeah. You would have.
I would have.
You would have.
might have even honked.
Caused a 25-car collision, but you would have waved.
Hmm.
Well, anything happened to you this week that's worth talking about and exposing people to?
Let's see. What happened? No, nothing worth mentioning.
Ah, where did that come from? I don't know. It appears there's a German band that just walked in. A German marching band.
Best kind.
This is a treat.
Great with oompas and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, and is that Captain Hans Herzberg conducting?
My God, it is.
It is.
Huh. Check that out.
What precision.
Yeah, that's like they're walking through the studio. And
who gave them the key, anyway? Get in this building.
Maybe they hit the intercom or something like that, and the people in the newsroom let them in.
Jim, did you let them in?
Yeah, I let them in.
Oh, you let them in.
Jimmy let them in.
Oh, okay. Well, they're pretty good. Oh, you're not supposed to clap till they're over.
Why not?
They're frowning at us. Stop that. Okay. Oh, that's nice.
I once worked as a security person.
Yeah?
And,
oh, wow, that's a girl. Yeah. I thought that was... Oh, that's interesting.
They're hard to tell everyone.
It's amazing what they can do with those. It's outfits.
I once worked as a security person, and we were supposed to be... There was a big Oktoberfest or something going on, and there was a bunch of drunk kids that wanted to beat up the Oompa band.
That's kind of a pastime.
I guess it is right here. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of...
That's really amazing. I wish I could play like that.
Speaking of Oompa bands...
Oh, did you see that? The trumpet player tripped, but he covered it up very well.
That's true.
He didn't hear it.
That's true.
But he almost knocked down the entire brass section.
Yeah, just like dominoes.
Yeah, he's a fatso, all right.
Well, we have to call...
Did you hear me say that? I think they can relive.
He's coming after you.
Oh, wow.
We figured...
Very good.
Just
guys,
can
you
keep
it down just a little bit for the next couple? Yes, so we can talk over it. Thank you. That's perfect.
That's much better. Well, should we call some of these numbers?
Oh, we got phone numbers. Yes. Okay. We got some numbers to give a call to. Let's go. Oh, wow. Yeah, lots of them here.
Where did we get these phone numbers from?
We got them from a friend of ours, didn't we?
Yes.
One of our listeners.
A listener came up and brought us a whole bunch of telephone numbers for free.
Can we mention this listener's town on the air?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
Oh
well.
I thought you were the one who knew.
No, I don't think I do.
Well, thank you, Roger.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Yeah. Okay, well, can you, let's see, we have dial a prayer. Would you like to dial a prayer? I'll have to sit down for this.
Oh. Well, why don't we work on some of the 800 numbers first?
Okay.
I think I'll sit down, too.
Yeah, you might as well. Let me look through this. There's just so much to take in here. It's kind of hard to know where to start. There are a lot of governmental numbers and a lot of recorded messages.
Right.
Let's see. I haven't called any of these, so I don't know if it's... how about... No, it's not an 800 number. How about News for Housing and Urban Development? How'd that sound?
How about...
Yeah.
How about Farmers News?
Farmers News? That's a 900 number, I think.
No, it's an 800 number.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll do yours first.
Okay, yeah. You can resist the... oh, is Housing and Urban Service? Housing and Urban Development.
Is a hotline?
Department of. Let's see if this number works. If you want the number, you can call us up and we'll tell you the number, but we don't disclose numbers over the air except for our own, of course.
Which is?
246-7901. That's our phone number. And let's see what happens here. Here we go. Guys, a little bit more? Yeah, thank you.
Phone's key is ring.
Hope there is news from Housing and Urban Development today.
Why don't we try for Farmers News?
Well, that really stinks. No news from the Housing and Urban Development Department of today. None. What do you want to try?
This one right here. Right by my thumb. See it?
Yeah, I see that one. Okay. We will try that one. We find out a lot of interesting things this way, you know.
Yeah, that's true. This list of numbers comes to us courtesy of one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And we always encourage this sort of thing to be sent in or carried in or mailed in.
Yes, we believe in.
Or even phoned in.
Yeah, yeah. We believe in using all the
media
utilities at our disposal.
Even if you want to send them through the water system, you can do that.
If you can figure it out, then I think some of our listeners can. Let's see what we have here. Uh-oh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means that this number is a fraud, and you can't do anything with it.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. Well, okay, let me attempt to get through to Dial-A-Prayer, okay? I know that one works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've always heard about Dial-A-Prayer. It's the butt of everybody's jokes and situation comedies. But, you know, you don't really ever hear it. Did you ever hear Dial-A-Prayer?
No, I've never called it up. Are we going to call just for fairness after that? Or are we going to call the Dial an Atheist?
Well, I'll tell you, I tried reaching Dial an Atheist before, and I don't know if we have the right number here because it didn't work.
Oh.
And said it was disconnected. So I don't know if that's an act of God or what.
Mm.
But let me try to get through a Dial of Prayer right now.
Okay.
Okay, that's located in New York City.
Okay. So, we're always looking for donations of this type of thing. Last week we told you how to rob banks. No, we didn't really do that.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did. Be fair. But it's presented purely as an informational service. Not intended to foster the development of radical feelings in our community. Unless you feel like doing that yourself. Oh, that was quick.
Okay, I'm dialing the last number here. Dial of Prayer.
Hello, this is the Dial of Prayer at Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church. The week is coming to an end, O God, and I need a refreshment of spirit. I know that thy spirit can come and renew me in the days that are immediately ahead. And so I pray not only for the things that I think I need, but also for a new insight into needs of which I am not now aware. Help me to be open to the guidance of thy spirit. Help me in the days of this weekend to trust, to be open to other people, to wait for thy love to fill me up again and to renew me. In our Lord's name, amen. Cable is our hotline title, 246-4204. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, I guess that's it. Yep, there he hung up.
That was a New York City number he gave, not a local 516. You'll probably get somebody's dorm room if you try calling up.
Yeah. That other line he gave was for something called Thought Line. I haven't called that. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I see.
Maybe we can try that later on.
Yes,
that was Dial of Prayer. Pretty interesting. It sounded kind of hopeful. There are other things we're going to be trying later on, including something for all you people who have trouble sleeping. This should do it. It's about 8 minutes long, and it almost put me to sleep when I was listening to it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we going to play the whole entire thing in its entirety?
If we feel desired to, or if we fall asleep and can't do anything about it, maybe. I tried reaching this other number here that gives you the time within milliseconds.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't answer.
Oh.
It's the biggest cop-out I've ever seen.
Time within milliseconds. Where is that one located?
Washington, D.C. Most of these are in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
But, a couple of these we need our special auxiliary line to access.
Yes.
And that's only accessible from the other room. So we'll be coming back a little later on and dealing with the rest of these. In the meantime, though,
ooh,
we have a special article here that appeared a couple of weeks ago in Long Island Newsday.
Yeah, it seems all about that Fisher's Island is getting a bowling alley.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard about this.
It had always had a bowling alley, but it was just not used the last several years.
Let's see. After years of talking about the long, narrow, gutted brick building next to the Fishers Island School, the Islanders have raised enough money to buy used equipment from New Jersey and open the Island People's Project Bowling Alley Center.
Now, what is that an acronym for?
Wait, the scheduled date is April 1st and four lanes and a snack bar. Four lanes.
On April 1st.
Yeah.
That sounds like a joke to me.
It does, doesn't it? But yeah. Listen to what Bill Faulkner, a contractor who, with many others, has volunteered his time to work on the renovation, says. There is nothing, absolutely nothing to do here in the winter. You can't imagine how important this is. A lot of people didn't believe this was ever going to happen. On the large island, Long Island, they have bowling alleys. Yeah, if the kids want a pizza or a Big Mac, it's no problem. Here we have absolutely nothing. They have to go off the island for a movie. But there's no way to leave here for a 2 p.m. movie in New London and still make the last ferry back. We don't even have a barber shop. Huh. Anyway, that's what he said.
Was he as passionate as you were just now?
Well, news they didn't really point that out, but I would imagine so, yeah. Another resident walking her dog along the edge of a road that winds past homes with weathered cedar shingles and fieldstone chimneys said, a lot of people are going to get drunk on that night. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said wow just like that.
Inciting public drunkenness. Jeez.
Yeah, but there aren't too many public people there, and there's only about 250, I think. That year round.
Mm.
And there was, is there anything else in that article?
Yeah, there was something about the school population I remember seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, there are only 52 students from preschool through the 12th grade.
And they don't go to school. Do they go to school in Fishers Island? Do they get boated over someplace else?
It says they keep the gymnasium open because there's nothing. Absolutely nothing to do.
Now, it's a part of Southold Town, but it's 22 miles from Orient Point and only 8 miles from New London, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And,
they should succeed.
I think so.
Hmm.
I think so. There was also another article in this week's Newsday, well, one of this week's Newsdays, saying how Fishers Island is really the only part of Long Island that's prepared to evacuate in case of a nuclear meltdown somewhere, and that's because they're so close to Millstone, too.
Ooh, yeah.
So they're already, and I think the plan is to boat them someplace like Orient Point, but of course if Shoreham goes, that
won't
help.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice, a dual crisis like that.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's 18 minutes after 12 o'clock, and, whoa. Oh, it's starting up again.
This sounds like the theme to Rocky.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
No, you're right. I kind of like to have the studio back to ourselves. They don't seem to understand.
Sure they do.
Mike, maybe we should just let them take it away. One more song. One more. You understand that one? Yeah, one more song. And then we continue with our show. And you can go downstairs to the bowling alley or something and play down there.
Right.
Yeah, bowling. That's right, yes.
Open year-round.
Yeah, they're nodding. Oh, cool. Let's let them finish. We're the voice of Long Island. If you want to call us up, our number
516-246-7901.
Take it away, guys. And girl.
down. Took my pride for a ride. Oh, have it down. Guess you didn't know what it would show your true colors to me.
Sounds like the voice of experience there. Old Habits Die Hard from Sir Douglas Quintet, the Border Wave album, and that came out in 1981. Yeah. Mike, are you there?
No, I'm not. Why don't you pick up the phone?
You want me to pick up the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's pick up the phone, see what's there.
In the Biltmore Estates area of Phoenix to a nearby...
Well, Mike, that started in the middle. I shouldn't be in the middle. That should be at the beginning.
You want me to try it again?
Yeah. I didn't know you were going to connect us before we even got on the air.
Okay, well, I'll try calling it again then.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks. Anyway, we heard that song, yeah, from Sir Douglas Quintet, and so much from that. It's 25 minutes after 12 o'clock, 5 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook Town, with all kinds of fun things going on, indoors and outdoors tonight on a Friday. You're listening to The Voice of Long Island. I'm Eric Corley, and that's Mike Juhas in there. You can't see him, but he is there. He's dialing away to the, I believe, the First Lady Hotline. Yeah, you want to find out what the First Lady is up to? Well, take it away. Here we go. Kind of abrupt there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
Sounds like Mrs. Reagan has moved back with her mother then. Won't move back to Ron unless he says he's sorry or something like that. Is that what you got from there? That's what I seem to have heard.
Yeah, there's got to be an inflection in there somewheres.
I don't like the way they hang up on us like that, you know? I think someone should complain.
Why don't we call them up and complain?
Well, yeah, I think someone should, but how can we call up the recording and complain to it? It's just going to do it again.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least we'll have the feeling off of our chest.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though, and then we'll just have a bigger phone bill.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
You have any other goodies in there?
There's a farmer's news line here that's 900.
Well, yeah, that's going to cost a few cents.
True, that's right, yeah.
I circled a couple in there that were pretty good.
There's a bookstore number sitting there.
A bookstore number?
I don't have any.
Okay, how about Dial a Story in Washington, D.C.? You know, I believe there's a little phrase in front of that, too.
I think you might have that in there.
Might I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do, in fact. When you get frustrated making telephone calls and you feel that no one loves you, call Dial a Story, the D.C. Public Library.
Didn't we do that once?
Did we? Well, it must be a different story by now.
Oh.
Well, I'm sending Frank in there with this piece of paper, and you're going to dial that number.
Oh, okay.
But I heard the story before. It's a gosh darn good one. I'll say that. A really good one.
Good.
And as soon as Frank finishes hugging Brienne, he'll bring the piece of paper into you.
Oh, Frank.
He's on his way. Was that fun? Oh, boy.
Now, let's see if I can find it in there.
Okay, dialing away. Incidentally, the German marching band has left, and we have locked both locks on the door. Nobody has the key to the second lock. Yeah. I think they're downstairs in the bowling alley.
Okay,
here we go.
Why don't you pick it up?
Mind keeping it down, folks?
Welcome to the D.C. Public Library Dial a Story. This week's story is The Black Man and the Elephant, a tale of India freely adapted from Lillian Quigley. Long ago in India, six blind men lived together. They'd often heard about elephants, but they'd never seen one. They lived in the palace of a Raja, where there were many elephants. Let us go to the palace of the Raja, said one blind man. Yes, let us go, said the others. The six blind men walked to the palace. They walked one behind the other with the smallest blind man in front. Each man put his hand on the shoulder of the one in front. An elephant was standing in the courtyard. The six blind men touched it with their hands. The first put out his hand and touched the elephant's side. How smooth! An elephant is like a wall. The second touched the elephant's trunk. How round! An elephant is like a snake. The third touched the elephant's tusk. How sharp! An elephant is like a spear. The fourth touched the elephant's leg. How tall! An elephant is like a tree. The fifth touched the elephant's ear. How wide! An elephant is like a fan. The sixth touched the elephant's tail. How thin! An elephant is like a rope. The six blind men talked about the elephant. An elephant is like a wall, said the first. A wall, said the second. You're wrong. An elephant is like a snake. A snake, said the third. You're wrong. An elephant is like a spear. A spear, said the fourth. You're wrong. An elephant is like a tree. A tree, said the fifth. You're wrong. An elephant is like a fan. A fan, said the sixth. You're wrong. An elephant is like a rope. The six blind men could not agree. Each man shouted. A wall, a snake, a spear, a tree, a fan, a rope. The Raja was wakened by the shouting. He looked out and saw the six blind men below him in the courtyard. Stop, he called out. The six blind men stopped their shouting. They knew the Raja was a wise man. The Raja spoke in a kind voice. The elephant is a big animal. Each man touched only one part. You must put all the parts together to find out what an elephant is like. The six blind men talked quietly. The Raja is right. Each one of us knows only a part. To find out the truth, we must put all the parts together. So the six blind men walked out of the courtyard. The smallest led the way. Each man put his hand on the shoulder of the one in front. And they walked home, one behind the other.
Oh. Well, I guess that's the end.
Yeah, I guess it sounds like it's all over there.
That was a nice story.
Yeah.
That was a nice story, yeah. All about elephants and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, elephants are like all those things, don't you think? I've never touched an elephant, though, and I wouldn't advise it if you're blind or not blind. Don't touch elephants, because they tend to get upset sometimes.
I've come close to elephants.
In the zoo, you mean?
The business end of an elephant.
Oh!
Yeah.
It was in the zoo, I assume.
No, it wasn't.
Where?
It was,
backstage at a circus or something?
Something like that. Just very similar to something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never been that close to an elephant. I like to ride an elephant. That must be interesting. You know, like one of those caravan type things.
Yeah, well, we'll have to send you out with a tape recorder sometime so when you can do that.
Sounds like fun. Ooh.
Ooh.
It's one of our new themes, Come to Visit.
Oh, where did this come from?
From Andy Lish, as usual.
Of course.
Taking a look at USB Long Island weather, we're expecting partly cloudy conditions tonight, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs near 50 and becoming cloudy towards night, with a chance of drizzle overnight, lows near 40. Winds, yes, there will be winds tonight, and the outlook for Sunday calls for cloudy conditions with occasional showers likely, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. There are no advisories for Long Island waters at this or any other time. It.
Yeah.
Well, we've got all kinds of other things. Are you there?
Sorry about that.
Did you crash into the microphone?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm fine.
How's the microphone?
Oh, well, it seems to be doing okay.
Ooh. Sounds okay. Well, once again, our telephone number is 246-7901.
Feel free to call it up at any time during the program tonight.
Yeah. We'll be doing all kinds of other things. I've heard hints as to where Jeff Volai might be hiding out this weekend.
Are we going to try calling all over the world?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what country did we have?
We tried Madagascar last week.
I think we had a clue for Peru.
Ah.
Was it Peru? What's the capital of Peru? Do you know? There's one way to find that.
Yeah. I think it has a Z in it or something like that.
Hmm. No.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, operator. We need to make an information call to Peru.
All right. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Find out the capital of Peru by calling information.
Now, what's interesting is that this operator cannot hear you.
Right.
But she can hear me, but not now.
Because you had the button pushed down.
Yes.
So she can't hear you.
Be funny if we heard her say, yes, I can hear
you. What city in Peru are you calling, sir?
I'm calling the capital city, but I forget the name of it.
You know what letter it begins with? Lima?
Lima, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, just a moment.
Lima. Z. Ha. Don't talk to me about geography, man. Here we go.
We're sorry. Oh. Due to circuit congestion in the country you dialed, your call did not complete. One moment.
Thank you.
Operators can be so helpful.
Sometimes. Hopefully this one will be very helpful and get us through. I don't like the sound of that.
We're sorry.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I'll make one more attempt for you.
Okay. A lot of people calling Peru now, I guess.
Yes, sir. Well, there are not enough lines.
Oh, one of the two.
No. Sorry.
They're probably all asleep.
I have no circus now. I'm very sorry. Would you wait a few minutes and then call back?
Okay, we'll try again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Bye. Sounds as if it was her own personal fault, you know. I'm so sorry.
They can be. They're very nice. Operators are truly helpful, though.
Yes, at times.
Usually.
Well, yeah, usually, but sometimes.
Unless you call up somebody's company and get a company operator that...
company operators. Wow.
Switchboard operators. You know?
We could talk for hours about company operators. I'll transfer you. Hold on.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah. You get a dial tone. I don't think she's transferring me. Oh, boy.
Maybe I should try again.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll keep trying until we get through to Peru. How's that?
I'm trying to find Jeff Volai.
Jeff Volai. If anyone out there knows, even if you have a wild guess, it's better than nothing, you know? Give us a call and we'll try to track him down.
We're trying to find Jeff Volai here on The Voice
of Long Island. Our number is
5162467901.
That's WUSB. The search for Jeff Volai, that is, if he is still alive.
And shooting and killing and burning out them, burning out your trouble. It's all over my hometown. are crossfire. Phenomenal, yes, I know happiness is nowhere on the ground. I think I know wings to fly on to the sky. But through the powers of the Most High, but through the powers of the Most High, I'm still alive to give your glory. Yeah, I'm still alive to tell my story. Early this morning, I arose from my slumber. And when I looked through my belly button window, they were all around, all around. I see no faces, I hear a false voice ordering everybody, just what you do, you can't make a move, no, no. And then I remember Gigi and baby brother, how they would suffer so far. I'm the only breadwinner, and I scale through fence and over the wall. And there he was standing so big and tall. They don't make a move and I shoot you, your room. He never see the dust of my shoe. He never see the light of my shoe. And I've got to be great. I'm still alive to give your glory. Yeah, I'm still alive to tell my story.
Yes, we are the best. Papa Paloma, the dog organizer.
Here at USC 90.1 FM, Stony Brook.
In stereo, you know.
We know.
She was a working girl, north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time.
In the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home? Honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knee.
Saturday's a party. WUSB 90.1 FM.
Oh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Position. Your captain says, head on your knees. Captain says, put your head in your hands. Captain says, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your hips. This is your captain. We are going down. We are all going down. Together. And I said, uh-oh. This is going to be some day. Stand by. This is the time. And this is the record.
very interesting piece. It's from Daria Samegan. And that's a tune called Spectra.
Wow.
Electronic Composition Number 2.
Wow.
Realized in the Electronic Music Studio.
Wow.
At SUNY at Stony Brook.
Wow.
That's where we are. Where are we?
We are at SUNY Stony Brook.
And what's the station?
The station is WUSB in Stony Brook. Thank you for listening to our radio station. Please do not hang up. We know who you are. We know what you want. We've got your number.
And our number is?
Please do not hang up. We know who you are. We know what you want. We've got your number.
Maybe I should just turn you off then.
Please do not hang up.
I think I should just
we know.
Turn you off.
We know what you want. We've got your number.
It's very interesting your effect you're doing. I bet you I can make an interesting little tone too.
There you go. The telephone number to dial is area code 516-246-7901.
Why don't we just leave it at that? Oh, wait a minute. We have a phone call to make. We're still looking for Jeff Voli.
The search for Jeff Voli will now continue.
And, what country are we looking for him in?
The country that Jeff Voli is alleged to be in at this point in time is the Republic of Nepal, located in the continent of Asia. Repeat, country is Nepal, continent is Asia. In addition, we have received reports that Jeff Voli is in A, El Salvador, B...
What's the
plan?
May I help you?
Yes, operator, we need to make an overseas call to Nepal, please.
You have the country code, city code, and numbers?
No, actually, I need information first, please.
What country is this?
Nepal.
That's the country?
Nepal, N-E-P-A-L.
N-E-P?
Right.
Just a moment, let me see if we have it.
Thank you.
Operators frequently show ignorance when looking for countries.
What's the city over there, Eric?
City not found.
No, we don't show it, sir.
You don't
show
N-E-P-A-L.
No.
No listing for Nepal at all?
Uh-uh.
Well, good gosh. Could it be that it's not directly dialable?
We would still have it to give it overseas directly then if we didn't handle it, but I don't even show it listed.
Well, could we try with an overseas operator?
No, I have to know what country. I have to key in special numbers for overseas. We don't even show it.
Emotion is rising.
Well, I'll tell you what, operator, we're going to have to look into this then. Thank you very much for your help anyway.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Now we can bring you back up again.
The operator can be defined as an ignoramus. Nepal is a small country in Asia. Not very many people are very, very civilized over there. However, they do have telephones.
How many telephones are there in that country?
72.
72 telephones?
With three extensions.
I understand. I think we just recently got a record in from Nepal.
The message that was interrupted before stated that Jeff Voli is in fact in either A, El Salvador, or B, O'Neill College at the State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Wait a minute. I have a record here. And we're going to play it.
Please repeat.
We are going to play it. The Gains of Nepal. It's the Folkways disc.
Search for Jeff Voli inactivated.
Deactivated.
Excuse me.
You're welcome.
For living.
My
Okay, now that only proves that there is music of Nepal that exists in a modern society.
The following point has been brought up to us by a listener.
Which is?
A hypothetical situation. If someone, in fact, wanted to get in touch with the road manager of this band, how would he or she contact them? The answer, using a telephone, proving that telephones do, in fact, exist.
I think what we should do, instead of playing this traditional Nepalese music, would be to perhaps play a traditional American square dance. What is your opinion on that?
The new country that Jeff Boley is defined as being in has been defined as the country of Burma.
Burma. Okay, we'll try calling up Burma.
Also located in Asia.
And what is the country code over there?
Sorry, country code not found. Please try again.
How about a city? Is there a city that Jeff Boley might be in?
Burma City.
Burma City. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to turn you off.
Miss Plank, may I help you?
Yes, operator. We need to make an international call, this time to Burma, please. I need information first.
Yes.
And what was the country you were calling?
Burma.
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 Burma. That's
Burma.
In Asia someplace.
Burma.
Please.
Thank you very much.
I need a TSPS routing for Burma in Asia.
Well, what's the country, Burma?
Burma, 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 Burma.
What'd you get?
Bum, 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 bum.
You have to route through the ISP. It's 160 plus 950.
950?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Operator, what does that mean?
That means I have to give it to an overseas operator, that I don't handle it.
Oh, I see.
160950.
Yeah. I guess we couldn't dial that from our own phones,
no.
Huh?
I can't even dial it.
Oh.
So the next time you place the call, you can give those numbers to the operator.
Thanks very much.
One more country, please.
Yes, we need information for Nepal.
Burma. Burma.
Thank you very much.
Burma.
Burma. Okay. Hi, can I help you?
Yes, we need information for Nepal, if you have it, if not for Burma.
Okay. What do you need in Nepal, sir?
We need to find the number for Mr. Boley, V-O-L-I. First name is Jeff. We don't know exactly what city he's in.
Okay, what is your area code and phone number here?
It's 516-246- 7901, but I'd rather stay on the line if we can do that, operator, because
sure.
our switchboard is closed.
Burma.
We hear tell that he's in Nepal. He's listed in Nepal, but if he's not there, we'd probably be in Burma.
Burma.
Well, I don't know if they have directory assistance for both of these, because this goes through India and Burma goes through Saipan.
I see. Nepal goes through India, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Bombay.
Oh, really?
Tokyo.
Thanks very much for all your help, operator.
Thank you. I can't get a circuit to bomb me. Hold on, please.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You're tuned to the voice of Long Island. It's about 13 past 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm Mike Uhas. And that's Eric Corley in the other room.
Okay, sir, I can't get a circuit through to Bombay right now. Do you want me to try to go through the operator in Tokyo for Brunei?
For Burma?
Burma, rather.
Yes, please, if we could. Well, I have you. You seem to be very helpful.
Rangoon that you're calling?
We're sorry.
In Burma?
Yeah.
Yes. Operator, are you still there?
Tokyo.
Hi, operator. This is United States. Could I have directory assistance for Rangoon, please?
Sure. I'll give you the Rangoon operator.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, operator.
Operator, do you have any idea... Do you have any idea what time it might be over there?
Sure. Quarter of three, excuse me. 12:43 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
12:43 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you. I wonder if there's anybody home.
That's the operator, Rangoon.
Yeah. I wonder if they're very busy over there.
I don't think they have too many operators working, to tell you the truth. It's not a very big country.
Hmm. Well, maybe we can try this one again, operator, if we could.
Bombay?
Right, yeah. Maybe we'll try it a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, we had some difficulty trying to get through to Nepal before. What should we ask for with our local operator?
Well, just ask for Springfield International when you call the local operator, okay?
Oh, okay.
Nepal is a fairly new country, and they're probably not too familiar with it. So if you ask for Springfield International, she has the routing for it.
Oh, Springfield International.
Right.
Is that Springfield?
Yeah.
What country is? What state is that?
Massachusetts.
Springfield, Mass. Oh. Okay, operator. Thanks very much for all of your help.
Welcome. Bye bye.
Good night. We tried.
And failed.
As usual.
As humans do.
We have never yet once found Jeff Volai, R, and Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Did you know that Burma spelled backwards is Amra?
Yes, I did. Did you know that queued up on turntable number 37 is the traditional American square dance Buffalo Gals?
No.
Well, it is.
Two buffalo gals go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two buffalo gals go round the outside. And do-si-do, your partners. Do-si-do, your corners all. Bring your babies, one and all. Take your babies in your arms and promenade the hall. Round the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo gals go round the outside. And do-si-do, your partner. Do-si-do, your cortisol. Swing that baby, one and all. Take that baby in your arms. Promenade the hall, promenade. Four buffalo gals go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Four buffalo gals go round the outside. And do-si-do, your partner. Do-si-do, your cortisol. Swing that baby, one and all. Take your honey in your arms and promenade this hall, promenade.
Get up and fight for your From the Mighty Diamonds, and a new album they have called The Roots is there.
And how new is that album? Come on.
Well, yeah, sure. Ja Rastafari. We only got it in December.
Rebedak Stali.
Yes. And that's a Declaration of Rights.
Strictly kosher, man.
Yow. 126.
Yeah.
In case you're one of those time fanatics, we can't get through the clock that gives you the time in milliseconds. It's a shame.
No, but we will be getting through to something that is guaranteed to put you to sleep. If you're having trouble getting to sleep, hang in there, because help is on the way.
It's coming real, absolutely soon. Is it? 12 midnight to
2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the voice of Long Island. I'm
Mike Juhas.
And you're Eric Corley.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have in there?
We have another Laurie Anderson song here.
Oh, good.
It sounds kind of familiar, but it's not.
Oh.
It's different.
Well, then why don't we play that, and what are we going to do after that?
It's called Do You Want to Go Home Now? What we're going to do after that is, did I hear you sneeze through two studios and soundproof?
Did you?
Yes, I think I did.
That was me sneezing.
That's
right?
Amazing.
That was a good sneeze. A couple of good sneezes.
I couldn't
there.
See you, but I shouldn't be able to hear you through all those walls, but I did.
Mm.
That must have been a pretty loud sneeze.
Yeah. Either that or it was a bleeder through the microphone, which was turned off.
I hear people shouting outside now. There's something wrong with the studio.
Hmm.
That's weird.
I heard that, too.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go into the insomnia bit right after the Laurie Anderson bit. How's that?
Oh, that sounds real fine to me.
Okay, well, here's Laurie Anderson. Whoops. I have to walk over and turn it on because the remote control, for some reason, doesn't work.
Okay, so then why don't you just turn off your microphone and I'll just give you a cue. Make it 5-4.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
5-4-3-2-1. Thank you.
I dreamed I was a dog in a dog show, and my father came to the dog show, and he said, look, that's a really good dog. I like that dog. And then my mother came to the dog show, and she said, I wanted you, and I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you. I wanted you, and I was looking for you all day, but I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you. And then all my friends came, and I was thinking, no one has ever looked at me like this for so long. No one has ever stared at me like this for such a long time. This is the first time anyone has ever looked at me like this, stared at me like this for so long, for such a long time, for so long.
Yeah, something there from Laurie Anderson. And that was from a tape recorded for the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. And it sounded a little bit redundant there, but Eric, you there?
Oh, yes.
Now, you're dialing the phone there.
We are getting through to the insomnia hotline. So if you folks out there are having trouble sleeping, well, you can pick up now.
Apparently, it doesn't seem to be working too well.
We have a terrible connection.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that one more time. Hopefully, the phone company won't mess up again.
Okay. always, you never know what's going to happen next here on The Voice of Long Island. Mike Juhas here, and Eric Corley in the other studio as well. Now, what happened now?
I just picked up the phone and got connected to somebody. I don't know how that happened. Somebody was there talking, and I didn't call them, and they didn't call me. Something strange is going on out there, folks.
It's apparently working okay now, huh?
Yeah, I'm dialing now.
Okay. Well, anyway, we take a look at the USB Long Island weather for tonight. Partly cloudy, lows 35 to 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 50. Tomorrow night, becoming cloudy with a chance of drizzle overnight and lows near 40. The outlook for Sunday, cloudy with an occasional shower, likely. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Great beach weather. It's not bad, I guess, if you're used to this sort of thing.
This is Dr. Douglas. OMED case number 2015. My subject is sleep. The first point I want to mention is that learning to sleep can be enjoyable. In fact, this is a review of the natural method to sleep, but many people seem to have lost it.
Excuse me, I think we're going to try this one more time.
Enjoyable enough.
Okay. Let's see. Well, you know, dialing these long-distance numbers, that guy sounds like he would put you right to sleep because he's trying another line there. I don't understand how... do you care to explain what you're doing?
No, thanks.
Okay. I think I've pretty much run out of things to say while Eric was dialing. Still dialing, huh? Okay. How about if we try that a little bit later on in the show?
Well, it was a good connection, you have to admit.
Yeah, that time it was, or perhaps next week.
Well, we all know the people out there who can't sleep that are depending on us. We'll try again in about 5 minutes, I guess.
Here's something from Martin Carthy.
Now there was an old family over the hill in the poor old fella, they say. He was claimed by hunger and a scolding wife. In the forest one day, between Jarkoon and despair, the devil himself, he jumped out of a bush and he stood before his bed. Oh, what is the matter, the devil, he cried, you look so discontent. Haven't you got any money to buy your food or to pay your landlord rent. What would you give me, the devil, he cries, if I should end your debate? And I gave you money and gearing up, so you'd never more want from me. But I've nothing to give you, the old man cries, I've nothing right here to my hand. But if you would do what you say for me, I'll be at your command. Right then, I'll make you a bargain, the devil he cried, it's a bargain you just couldn't miss. You bring me a piece, that's 7 years, then I'll try to say what it is. But if that beast I name a right, you mark what I do tell. You've got to struggle along with me, but of you the ovens of hell. Till he come to the end of 7 long years, sorely he did lament. Oh, what is the matter, his wife, she cried, you look so discontent. Sure you've got some silly young girl with child, making you sore lament. Now I made a bargain with the devil, he cried, it was a bargain I just couldn't miss. I've got to bring him a beast at 7 years' end. He's got to say what it is. But if that beast he names the right, you mark what I do tell. I've got to toddle along with him, but of you, the ovens of hell. Oh, never you worry, his wife, she cries, be a captain, you keep on your feet. For the wit of a woman, it comes in handy at times in an hour of need. Droppings from all of our chickens and spread them all over the floor. Stark naked I will strip myself and I'll roll in it over the door. And fetch me the basket of feathers, he cries, and the teeth that we had for our tea. And I'll roll and I'll roll all over in them until never an inch be free. So she rolled and feathers and droppings from her head down to her navel. By Christ, he says, what an horrible sight, you know. And the devil, when the devil himself come in, he began for a scream and a hiss. Ah, Christ, he said, what an awful sight, I'm damned if I know what it is. Oh, he started to shake and he started to quake, say, there's no any more of these alone. Yes, he cries, I've got 7 more that in my forest to roam. If you've got 7 more of these beasts that in your forest to dwell, I'll be as good as my bargain, and I'm all bound to be worse than the demons of hell.
I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. I turn my back on the cooling stacks and make for open ground. Far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago, this western life I chose. And every day the news would say, some factory's going to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dough, but I'm not one of those. I did nothing free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and breathe refinery. Oh, I miss the green and the woodland streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. Come all you fine young fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. All the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government dole will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never more will see. Self-respect and a steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot, I suppose.
Rogers from his Northwest Passage album, and it's a tune called The Idiot. And just
516-246-7901.
And that's our phone number. Just before Stan, we heard a tune from Martin Carthy, a new album from him called Out of the Cut. And a song called
something I really can't remember. I'll pull a record down and see what it was. Oh, The Devil and the Feathery Wife. How could I have forgotten such a thing? And it's a traditional tune, and if it isn't, it should have been. It sounded like a traditional tune. Here we go with the Insomniac's Hotline.
This is Dr. Douglas, and this recording is Telemed tape number 3015. Our subject is sleep. The first point I want to mention is that learning to sleep can be enjoyable. In fact, this is a review of the natural methods of going to sleep that many people seem to have lost in these days. Learning to sleep can be enjoyable enough so that it may not even be necessary to finish this recording. Also, I want to mention that you may notice uneven spots in my voice and the flow of words. Your unconscious mind can pick these out and stay with me, in contact with me. Your unconscious mind and I can have an understanding, even if your conscious mind wanders to many other thoughts and is aware of many other sounds or mental pictures. With this in mind, I want to begin by asking you to find as comfortable a position as you can. This is a very important beginning. The first consideration is to lie as comfortably as possible and be ready to keep this position without moving. Motionless lying is very important, and for many people is an adequate means just by itself to attain sleep. It will seem at first that you wish to move, but if you overcome this restlessness and stay still, getting past cast the first wish to thrash around. The sleep will get a chance to begin. The body learns and teaches us a little slowly. This is a most important point. Since many people lie for a moment and then become annoyed at not going to sleep, start to move about and begin the wakefulness cycle, thus interrupting themselves and disturbing the nervous system at finding sleep on its own. So find a good position and lie entirely motionless. Second, I wish to explain something to you. In learning to sleep, we learn to relax the muscles. This is done by becoming aware of the muscles. For instance, the toe, big toe, left foot, the other toes, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then on the right foot, the same. Big toe, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now with the foot on the left, calf and shin, left thigh. The same on the right, foot, calf, shin, leg, thigh. The middle of the body, be aware. Around the shoulders, the neck, let go of tension, motionless lie. You're entirely able to do everything I ask. There are many things that you do not know that you can do, that you can do. But in this, you can do everything I ask, and that is to lie entirely still. Let the breathing be a little slower. And now I will go on to explain something more. When you first went to school and learned to recognize numbers and letters, you didn't know at that time that you were learning those numbers and letters for all the rest of your life. You learned what a 3 looked like, and what a 6 looked like, and what a 9 looked like. You formed a mental picture of those numbers, and you formed a mental visual picture to stay with you all the rest of your life. You learned to form a mental visual picture of each letter of the alphabet without thinking about the fact that you would keep that visual image all the rest of your life. You learned what A looked like, and B, what B could be, and what A and B would see past D with ease. And this learning is something that goes on for the rest of life. Now with learning, we can learn something else, which is how easy it is to forget. For instance, you're introduced to somebody, and you answer, "I'm very pleased to meet you," and the next minute you're thinking, "What on earth is his name? What's her name?" You have forgotten just as fast as you heard it. This is true when we listen to a lecture we don't want to hear. Now, your conscious mind can wander wherever it wants to, or it can listen out of curiosity to me. But unconsciously, you can understand very well how the whole body can relax, and the breathing relax, and the good, drifting, dreaming feeling of sleep during this time. The mind can go to many other places. To comforts, to enjoyments, to mental pictures, to thoughts, in preparation for dreaming. You can learn to review the tape of the day, the memory tape that begins now and goes back through the events of the day. And as it does, you can dwell on or skip anything that it is right to dwell on or skip. And as you do, you will notice how the mind becomes more comfortable, quieter, more enjoyable. You can lie perfectly still. It is unimportant at this point whether the eyes are open or not. And be aware of the body, as we said, the whole body, of a thought, sounds, aware, and with this, something more. I would like to remind you seasons change from spring to summer, and in the fall, when the leaves come down, we're preparing for a different season. During this season, there are many comforts the unconscious mind can understand. And after this, there is a change and a growing, a maturing, an understanding. There are deeper comforts in these rhythms. There is a time for being quiet. This time, the body and the mind understands very well. And no matter where the conscious mind goes, to this or to other ways of thinking, very deeply, quietly, aware, body still, motionless, the body already as if asleep. The mind can be quite refreshed, so refreshed it is ready to go to sleep. Keeping the mind with this picture, at the same time we can remember how we have learned to forget, how easy it is to forget, how we have learned from A and B, and what a three looks like, and what we see with ease, or a D, or a nine, a six, and further learning, what is his name, forgetting, so the mind adjusts for sleep. Some people feel a golden light filling the body, as if it's a relaxation from moment to moment increasing. Some enjoy the feeling of the body being still, the sleep coming.
Then is it. Yes. That is it. Did you all go to sleep?
Not me.
If you do go to sleep, you know what happens, don't you? They hang up.
Yeah.
And you get a dial tone, and then after the dial tone, you get that loud noise, and
it goes,
you wake up again.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes beep, 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 you know. Can you imagine drifting off to sleep because of this recording and then starting again?
Can you imagine driving home or something and hearing this on the radio and falling asleep at the wheel of your car?
Oh, boy. I didn't think about that. Maybe that's why the hotline is ringing. Well, if you want to call up, get that number, or just comment on the program in particular, our phone number is
516-246-7901.
Okay, but right now...
Now here's the news.
And in the news today on this Saturday morning. Pope John Paul goes to Panama today for another one-day trip. He left Nicaragua Friday night after celebrating Mass before a noisy crowd of 500,000 people. A White House spokesman says there's been no final decision on how many more military advisors will be sent to El Salvador. On Friday in San Francisco, President Reagan said the number of advisors would probably be upped, and NBC News said it may go to 150. The nation's first couple, along with Britain's royal couple, are dining aboard the yacht Britannia on San Francisco Bay. The bash, is in honor of the Reagan's 31st wedding anniversary. And while members of Congress were joining the Dump Ann Burford camp in droves, one senator came to the EPA chief's defense. Florida Republican Senator Paula Hawkins says the press is exaggerating the amount of opposition to Burford or Gorsuch or whatever.
Yeah, what is her name anyway?
She changes it every week. She thinks that's going to get her out of trouble, but it's not.
Yeah, I heard that on the news, and I said, oh boy, is that newscaster really making a big mistake?
Yeah, well, he wasn't. Maybe she did.
It could be.
Your turn.
No, it's your turn.
No, you have the weather. Oh, I'm sorry. The singers are here. Hold on.
Mr. Weatherman, what do you say? Will it be nice? Or will it be stormy today?
USB Long Island weather forecast for tonight is calling for partly cloudy skies with lows 35 to 40 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 50. Tomorrow night, remaining cloudy with a chance of drizzle overnight. Lows near 40. And the outlook for Sunday, cloudy with occasional showers likely. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Right now in Stony Brook, it is 5 degrees Celsius. It's 41 Fahrenheit, and we're late.
Wow.
Mike Uhas here.
Eric Corley there.
Good night.
We'll be back next week with the voice of Long Island.
On WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to